start with a Graham Greene novel and add stars Everett Sloan and the late Mercedes McCambridge, and you have a kind of a generic war story about the delivery of important documents to London. Our story, Confidential Agent, and why the announcer misidentifies Edward G. Robinson as the star at the beginning of our show and Raymond Massey as the star at the end is anyone's guess. It's Everett Sloan all the way in Confidential Agent from January 6th, 1948.
Tonight, Mr. Edward G. Robinson stars in Confidential Agent from Studio One at CBS.
You understand the situation fully, Peter Dunner?
Yes. I am to leave for London. There is very little time. I can really trust no one. And it is altogether possible that during the course of my mission I shall be murdered. Am I correct?
With a moment from Confidential Agent by Graham Greene, we invite you to Studio One. A full hour of dramatic entertainment from radio's most celebrated playhouse. And now to introduce tonight's great story, here is the director of Studio One, Fletcher Markle.
Tonight we bring you a thriller from the typewriter of one of England's most remarkably talented novelists. Graham Greene's Confidential Agent is one of those wonderful stories of international intrigue in which you are never informed who comes from what country, whether the story is happening before or after or during a war, and which war, and it doesn't really matter. There's plenty of trouble, plenty of chills, and that's what counts. Tonight, to play the headman Trouble in Sheldon Stark's version for listening of Confidential Agent, we have with us one of the most important stars of Hollywood and Broadway, Mr. Edward G. Robinson. And with Mr. Robinson, you'll be hearing Mercedes McCambridge as Rose and Everett Sloan as Luchik. Please to begin. Once you are in England, our enemies will naturally have to be careful, but you will never be out of danger so long as you are carrying on your person these two documents.
A letter of credit for £1,000,000 and the power of attorney.
Outwardly, you are simply Peter Donner, a businessman, making your first trip to London. Now there's peace again. Actually, upon you rests all the hopes of our government.
Everything depends upon my reaching Lord Benditch with these documents safely in my possession.
Everything. With them, you can unfreeze our Stirling account in London and guarantee us prompt delivery of new hydroelectric equipment.
I shall exert my best efforts to succeed.
We are confident of that, Peter Donner. 3 years in a Nazi concentration camp have made you a man to trust.
And a man who has lived under the threat of death?
Leave at once. Stop for neither hand luggage nor anything else. Godspeed your journey, Peter Donner. Oh, one thing more. You cannot trust our own embassy in London.
Listen carefully, Luchik. Peter Dana has left for London to represent the government. You will follow. Delay him, discredit him, impede him in every way. Best of all, deprive him of his credentials. Without these, he is worse than helpless. He becomes a suspicious character, a stranger in a strange land to whom nobody, including Lord Benditch, will listen. If Peter Donner fails, the government fails, and our party comes to power.
I leave at once. My luggage, where's my luggage?
And with this fog, no wonder we're late. Hope they hold a boat train.
Oh, smell that air.
Smells sooty.
Yes, it does. English air, old girl.
Passports, please. Show your passports and declare for customs. Over this way, if you please.
Now, miss, about your problem.
See here, I'm a British subject.
You've no right to hold me up this way. My name is Rose Cullen. My father is a director of this steamship line. His name is Lord Sendish.
That may be, miss. However...
And my passport is quite in order.
Quite, but there are these two bottles in your luggage.
I beg your pardon, but must there be this delay? We'll miss the boat train to London.
But that's what I've been telling this inspector. Now I ask you, look, I've two innocent bottles. I haven't declared them because obviously they're both open. The seals have been broken. Now tell me, would you pay duty on them?
Well, I can't say. I'm not familiar with British regulations.
Oh, I see. You're a foreigner.
You know, it's not quite regular, miss. But oh, very well. As long as they're open, we'll forego duty this time. You'll step aside, please.
Yes, with pleasure. Behave as though I were a spy. Going through one's luggage.
Next, sir. Your passport, please.
Here it is.
Mr. Peter Donner. Anything to declare, Mr. Donner?
I have no luggage.
None at all, sir?
I travel light.
Quite all right. Now then, I beg pardon. This is yours?
The passport, certainly.
But the photograph, sir, it's of a much younger man. Black hair. Yours is gray.
It's an old passport.
Just how old, sir?
From before the war. In my country... Well, war changes people, you know.
Do you have any other identification, sir? Any papers?
Papers? No.
Anyone in London can vouch for you? Perhaps your embassy?
No. No, I'm a private citizen. Businessman. But I assure you the passport is mine.
Yes, of course, sir. Where will you be stopping in London?
What?
Your hotel, sir. We like to make a note of that.
Oh, the Strand Palace.
I see. The Strand Palace. Right you are, sir. Regular routine, sir. You know, here's your passport.
Thank you.
Righto. Next, please. Your passport.
Here, watch out, won't you? You very nearly put your foot through my suitcase.
So sorry, I wasn't looking. I thought I saw
someone. Oh, yes,
someone.
You're the man who was standing behind me, aren't you? Are we both for the boat train?
Yes.
Then help me with this luggage, will you? There aren't any porters.
I beg your pardon?
My luggage, since you have none of your own. And do hurry. Oh, hold on. It's no use. Oh. Beastly habit boat trains have. It's gone. We missed it. Stupid customs.
Oh, but the train can't be gone. I've got to be in London. How soon is the next train?
Matter of an hour and a half, I should think. Usually is.
An hour and a half, but it can't be.
Oh, you are a foreigner. I assure you it can be. We have our traditions, you know. And one of them is that if you miss the boat train, you sit about for an hour and a half. Tell me, don't you have traditions in your country?
Oh, this is impossible. I simply must not fall behind my schedule.
I see you do seem rather desperate. The trouble?
Well, if I'm late, it will be awkward. Questions, complications.
Whatever are you looking for all the time over your shoulder? Are you dodging the police or what?
Oh, sorry. Is it that evident? I'm afraid I got in the habit during the war.
Nonsense. We were in the war, too. It's over, you know.
I wish I could believe that.
Oh, are you one of our deep thinkers? Carrying the weight of the world?
You know, I'd forgotten.
What had you forgotten?
What a self-confident English girl was like.
You see, now you're doing it again, looking over your shoulder. Mr. Donner, what are you afraid of?
Afraid? How do you know my name?
It was on your passport, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Couldn't I hire a car and chauffeur to drive me to London? Money is no object. I'd put up a deposit.
You probably could get a car, but I doubt if you'd get a driver. And I don't suppose you have a license.
If I hired the car, will you drive?
Oh, you are in a rush.
Will you? It would be a great favor, and we both avoid a nasty wait.
All right. I'm on. What are you doing in England, Mr. Donner?
I am concerned with certain commercial business.
In other words, I should jolly well mind my own.
No, no, please. I'm too grateful to you for driving me to London. It's just that...
You are not at liberty, huh? Are you traveling on a fake passport, Mr. Donner?
You're joking, I hope.
The man at the dock seemed to think so.
Yes, it was an old picture of me. Perhaps you will understand when I tell you I had the misfortune to be a guest of the Germans for some time.
A prisoner? Rum treatment, eh?
I shall not forget it.
Shouldn't wonder.
What did you do during the war?
Drove an ambulance part of the time.
Miss Cullen, that car is following us.
Oh, really, Mr. Donner? Have we returned to that subject again?
I assure you, I'm not a psychoneurotic case, and I don't imagine things.
Mr. Donner, during the war, I got to know all kinds of men. And I discovered that there's a certain type, don't ask me why, who dramatize themselves, especially for the benefit of ladies. For all I know, you're impressed because I'm Lord Benditch's daughter.
You are whose daughter?
Oh, come off it. You heard me tell customers.
No, I didn't. I swear I didn't. This is a coincidence.
Oh. Men are always springing carefully arranged coincidences on us defenseless girls.
Well, it's with Lord Benditch I have my appointment. That's why I'm in such a hurry to reach London.
Well, then you can slow down. I happen to know Father's in Scotland right this minute. And he won't be back until tomorrow.
There's that
car. There's the car that was following. Ought to go right past it. Seems quite innocent, wouldn't you say? I trust, Mr. Donner, that this will be a lesson to you about imagining that you're being fiercely watched by sundry undefined characters.
Look, you're Lord Benditch's daughter. I'll tell you where I wouldn't others. I am a confidential agent for my government.
Are you now, Mr. Donner? How very fascinating. Let's have a spot of tea up the road, shall we? And you can tell me all about it in a nice Mid-Europia hush. While you are looking over your shoulder.
I wish you would believe that there are things going on in the world that are somewhat serious in their possible consequences.
I admit it all sounds frightfully picturesque. But meantime, let's turn in at the Tudor Club when we come to it. I happen to know the proprietor, Captain Curry.
Here. You're not stopping at that roadhouse, are you?
I certainly am. That's the Tudor Club. I happen to be hungry. I want some food.
No, please. Some other place. Let's go on.
There he is now. Fred? Captain Curry? Fred!
Hello. Someone paging me. Well, Rose. Rose Cullen, how are you?
Famished. Captain Curry, this is Mr. Donner.
Delighted, Mr. Donner. Come along, both of you. It's not too late for a bite of supper.
I should hope not. I haven't eaten since Calais. And I don't know what Mr. Donner thinks of French food, but as for me, I... Mr. Donner, what on earth are you staring at?
That man standing beside the parked car.
Well, I don't know him.
I do. His name is Lucic. He was in the car that passed
us. Oh, no.
I say, is something wrong?
Mr. Donner doesn't like crowds, Fred. He thinks that man across the way has designs on him.
Eh? You mean Mr. Lucic?
Captain Curry, do you know him?
Lucic? Well, I just met the fellow. But you must be mistaken, old man. He strikes me as a gentleman. Every inch a gentleman, even though he is a foreigner. What would he be after you for?
I'd rather he didn't see me.
Oh, now do come along. After all, if you're a friend of Rose Cullen, I'm sure we can avoid any scenes. What is it, show him money?
No, no, nothing like that.
Fred, Mr. Donner is not a friend of mine.
What?
Well, no, not really. We missed the train, and I offered to drive him to London. That's all.
Oh, I see.
And if Mr. Donner doesn't care to have tea with me, he can jolly well stay in the car and wait. Will that suit you, Mr. Donner?
Yes, thank you. I will wait, if you don't mind.
Very well. Come along, Fred.
Righto. Bye, Mr. Donner.
Goodbye.
Has the lady deserted you, Mr. Donner?
Lucic.
I'm glad you remember me.
You followed me across the channel from Calais, and now here.
Quite true. And I find it a frightful bore. Mr. Donner, I think you are wasting your talent.
Perhaps you are wasting yours.
Oh, come, my friend. We are fellow countrymen. We can do business.
You and I, Lucci, can never do business. We are mortal enemies.
Would not 2,000 good English pounds make you feel more agreeable?
The first step is always the same, isn't it? First, an offer of bribery.
Oh, such an unpleasant word. Say, an appeal to reason.
We have different views of the world, Lucic.
Oh, Donner, I give you up. They said you were very unreasonable. That got you into a German compound, I believe. You have aged. Why not take it easy for a while?
Now, I presume you will threaten me with assassination. If the bribe fails, then physical violence. Always the same.
Yes, you are very unreasonable. I see that. Well, my friend, it's been charming having this little chat. Perhaps we shall meet again on the road.
Rose, is none of my business, of course, and all that, but you do pick up with the oddest fish.
Oh, I feel sorry for him, Fred.
I wouldn't if I were you be sorry for people you just bump into. All sorts of consequences, you know, like paying for your own tea.
No, there's something more. I think he's really frightened. He's alert all the time.
You certainly didn't fall for that Luchik story, did you?
Well, a little.
No, nonsense.
Why are you so confident about Lucci?
I'm a bit of a judge of character, I flatter myself. Rose,
yes?
The blight has taken your car. I say, stop! Stop!
Donna! Donna!
Oh, here, you!
Oh!
There, you see? It's gone. Rose, I told you.
Fred, my jewelry.
Jewelry?
Yes, my jewel box is in the car. He is a thief.
Oh, excuse me, the man has stolen something, Captain Curry?
Yeah, oh, Luchik, yes, that car. He's got away with her jewelry.
Then why not go after him?
Quite right. I'll phone the police.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Captain. My car is much faster than his. We can catch him in no time at all. Carl, my chauffeur, drives like a gifted madman. There he is, Captain Curry, up ahead of us.
Yes, that's him. Isn't it, Rose?
Yes. Look, you won't hurt him, will you? I don't want him hurt.
You'd be a silly fool, Rose. You'd have him taken in charge, arrested.
No.
Then the very least the bounder deserves is a good thrashing. We can stay here in the car if you choose, but I'm going to give him the whipping of his life.
We're gaining on him. Carl, cut in front of him and make him stop.
My coat?
Here you are. Drink this.
What?
It's water. There's a stream beside the road.
Luchik. Where is Luchik?
He's gone. They're all gone. I sent them away. Here.
Thank you. Why did you stay?
Because you were right. I saw Luchik going through your coat and your wallet. Did he get those credentials of yours?
Oh, so now you believe me.
Yes. But you are a fool, trying to fight back. Why didn't you run? They might have killed you.
No, they wouldn't do that. Not when there's a witness. Besides, what they were really after was...
They didn't get them, did they?
Get what?
Your credentials, of course. Now, see here, you can trust me.
I do.
No, you don't. You don't really trust anyone. Not really. And you should, you know. Because no one can ever live alone. Are you married?
I was. They killed her.
Oh. Look, you must trust me, because now I believe you.
You didn't earlier.
Well, how could I? That silly story about men being after you.
Luchik is very real, I assure you.
Then you do forgive me for doubting you. And that fool Curry, that wonderful judge of character.
Yes. They didn't get the credential.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm very glad. What's your first name?
Peter.
Peter? Come. I'll drive you to London. And this time we won't stop at all. Well, then here you are, Peter. The Strand Palace.
Yes. Thank you, Rose.
Morning, madam.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Your luggage, sir.
Never mind. The luggage stays in the car. The young lady is not stopping here.
Oh, you're dead tired, Peter. You will get some sleep, won't you?
As soon as I get to my room.
Dorman, would you please see that he goes straight up?
Yes, miss.
And I'll call you later, Peter, all right?
All right.
And you do trust me?
Yes. Yes, I trust you. Goodbye, Rose.
Goodbye.
Now, sir, if you will follow me.
Never mind. I'm not stopping here.
I know, but so you told the young lady...
Never mind what I told the young lady. I'm not stopping at the Strand Palace. I have a reservation elsewhere.
Chrysalev. No sign of him yet?
No,
I've been at the desk all night. He should have come on the boat train. Those were his orders, Mrs. Mendrell, were they not?
Orders. We've had our orders, too.
Yes, I don't like it, Mrs. Mendrell. I'm a peaceful man.
You're not a man at all, Chrysalaf. You're a rabbit. That's what you are, a rabbit.
It's just that I have a weak heart. I should avoid excitement.
You rabbit. Only the phone. Hello, the Ramsay Hotel. Yes, this is Mrs. Mendrell. Oh, yes, sir. I didn't know it was you. No, he ain't come in yet. No sign of him.
Mrs. Mendrell?
Will you please to hold the phone? What do you want? I don't like being interrupted when I... Oh, somebody's come in, eh?
Yes.
Well, don't stand there. Go look. Where?
It's him.
Good. Go and fetch him. Hello? Hello? Sorry to have kept you waiting, but he's arrived. Yes, out at the hotel desk right now. What's that? What do you want me to do? Yes. Yes, yes. Here he comes now with Chrysalaf. Yes. Yes. One moment. You're Peter Donner?
Yes. You're Mrs. Mendrell.
You're late, Mr. Donner. In matters like this, it's not wise to slip off your schedule.
I was delayed.
Hello. Sorry to keep you. Yes, I told you right. I'll ring off now.
Who are you talking to, Mrs. Mendrell?
Who'd you think, Mr. Donner? It was the embassy, of course. Your embassy.
My embassy?
Yes.
It's a nice question, which side the embassy is on.
Now, Mr. Donner, I know a thing or two about politics. You aren't the only one what's working to keep your country from going under, you know. Why, me and Chrysalaf, we stayed up all night, we did, didn't we, Chrysalaf?
Oh, yes.
We was that concerned about you. Oh, my, that's a nasty bruise you got on your cheek, Mr. Donner. An accident?
No, Mrs. Mendrell, I appreciate your concern, but at the moment I'm much too tired for anything but bed. Will you show me to my room?
Bathroom's down the hall, Mr. Donner. Here's your key, and rest well.
Ah, thank you.
By the way, Mr. Donner, what did happen last night?
I told you, I missed the boat train.
Yes, yes. And you ran into Luchik, too, didn't you?
I did.
He tried to stop you. Now, there's no need to look at me that way. Of course you've been under constant observation. What do you expect?
No one is ever completely trusted, is he?
We're all under orders. Luchik say anything?
He offered me £2,000.
2,000? What'd you do?
Nothing, of course.
Nothing at all? Not even for £2,000?
I said nothing.
Now. Temper, temper, Mr. Donner. Please to remember it's my business to turn in a report. Especially when you don't keep to the schedule that's been laid out for you. What else happened?
Well, there was a young lady. I hired a car. She drove me. We stopped at a roadhouse. She wanted tea. You know the British. Luchik was there. He was overtaken when I tried to get away. The manager, Captain Curry, knocked me about a bit.
He's in with Luchik?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Just a fool.
You have had a bit of excitement. £2,000. But you've still got your credentials, haven't you?
I find you rather inquisitive, Mrs. Mendrell.
Now, is that a nice remark to make to a lady what's been worrying about you? Didn't you get your instructions to come here? Doesn't that make you feel comfy?
I don't know exactly what it proves. These are times when loyalties are neither known nor dependable.
You are the cynical one now. The confidential agent what ain't got no confidence in folks.
I'll go to my room if you don't mind.
Tell you, he's sure to wake me up, and then he'll give me a pushing about, he will.
You've got the chance that he's dog-tired. He may not hear you. Didn't I put oil on the hinges?
So you said.
Yes. I'll give him half an hour to fall asleep. Then use the master key. Go in and search for them papers. Luchik will pay £2,000.
Luchik?
Yes. Always Luchik.
From Studio One, radio's celebrated playhouse of dramatic entertainment, you are hearing Edward G. Robinson, starring in Confidential Agent. A version for listening by Sheldon Stark of the Graham Greene novel. Our story will resume after the customary pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. From Studio One, we continue tonight's full-hour dramatic entertainment. Mr. Edward G. Robinson stars in Fletcher Markle's production of Confidential Agent by Graham Greene.
I would never know you were in the room, Mr. Krizilov, except that I anticipated your visit.
Mr. Donner, were you hiding behind the door that way? I have a weak heart.
A curious disadvantage in your business, I should think. Well, now, with a little light on the subject, it would appear that you are quite pale. Who told you to come here?
Mrs. Mendel. She said we can't be too careful. How do we know you didn't accept Luchik's offer? You won't show us your credentials.
Do you perhaps judge others by yourselves? Now, my friend, I won't have you spying on me. Get out and stay out. Oh, here we have the estimable Mrs. Mendrill herself. I won't have this, you know.
I have orders, too.
He was waiting behind the door all the time.
Your chum seems to think it very disobliging of me not to sleep more soundly. Mrs. Mendrill, you may have your orders, but I beg to remind you that you are not gambling with my life alone, but with yours.
Now, let's not have any bad feelings, Mr. Donner. It's all in the line of duty. There's a young lady's come to call on you.
A young lady?
She's downstairs now. Says her name is Rose Cullen.
Miss Cullen, what do you want?
I brought someone to see you, Peter. A man. He'll be in directly.
I suppose it's Luchik.
Luchik?
Who else? You dropped me off at the Strand Palace. How would you know I came here instead unless you learned it from Luchik?
Peter, I didn't. I watched you from the car. I saw you walk away from the Strand Palace, so I followed you until you came to this place. And that's how I knew. And this is such a run-down place, Peter. Are you all right? Have you had anything to eat?
What do you want?
Well, you don't trust me, do you? Not really.
Here I am, Rose. This the chap who's got the appointment with Lord Bendage?
Peter, this is the man I brought, Sidney Forbes, my father's secretary.
How do you do?
Mr. Donner, I could just as easily have notified you by phone, but Rose suggested driving over. Lord Bendage has just arrived from Scotland. He can't see you tomorrow afternoon. He'd prefer to make it at the same time the day following.
You don't mind if I verify that, do you, Mr. Forbes?
Peter, if you'd like to telephone Father, the number is...
Thank you, I know the number. Excuse me.
Sidney, I'll wait here, if you'd like to go with him.
Regent 7388, please.
My dear fellow, there's no necessity for verifying.
May I speak to Lord Bendage, please? This is Mr. Peter Donner.
Really? Doubting my word.
Is this Lord Bendage? Have you a secretary named Sidney Forbes? Oh, you have. Yes. Yes, he's just told me. Yes, he's right here. Lord Bendage wants to speak with you.
Thank you. Yes, Lord Bendage. I did tell him, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. I'll be back immediately. Well, Mr. Donner?
I'm sorry that I doubted you, Forbes. And Miss Cullen, too. Where is she?
She's waiting in the hotel lounge. One moment, Mr. Donner.
Yes?
I wish you'd leave her alone.
What?
Miss Cullen. Well, she and I are engaged, Mr. Donner, and I won't have this. She's not in love with you, is it? Just a silly infatuation.
Are you suggesting that she, Miss Cullen, has developed a romantic attachment for me?
Well, it's all too evident. She's worried about you dreadfully. Why, I wouldn't know.
And you interpret this as love?
She never worried about me, even when I had a nasty case of pneumonia last winter.
I think you may safely assume you have misinterpreted Miss Cullen's attitude. We've only just met.
Well, she seems to fancy that you're in some sort of danger.
That's strange. I wonder how she got such an impression.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Well, I'll leave her with you, since she wants to talk with you.
I don't like this place at all, Peter. Tell me, why are you staying here?
I was given this address and certain instructions.
Oh, Peter, I do wish you'd trust me.
Rose, it's sweet of you to be so concerned. Tell you what. Since the appointment with your father is postponed, let's spend the day together tomorrow. Meantime, I just must get some sleep.
That would be wonderful. Where shall we go?
Well, when I was a small boy, I visited London. There was an amusement park out in Chelsea. Roller coasters, Ferris wheels. Is it still there?
Yes. Yes, indeed it is. We'll go there.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Luchik. Mrs. Mendrell here. Tomorrow he's going to an amusement park out in Chelsea. I was thinking, Mr. Luchik, you know what they have at amusement parks? They have shooting galleries, Mr. Luchik. Yes, shooting galleries. Guns going off all the time.
Oh, it's different. The battle is one of the mind and of loyalties. That's much worse, you know.
Peter, you might at least kiss me. That's not much of a kiss.
I'm sorry, I can't help thinking...
What?
You're young, Rose.
So are you.
My hair is gray.
What of it? You're still young.
Not like your father's secretary.
Forbes? What's he got to do with it?
Well, he'd be much better for you, much better than him.
What was that?
Rose, someone is shooting at us.
Oh.
Quick, back into the crowds. We're safe in the crowds.
Here's your hotel, Peter. May I come inside with you just for a moment?
No, you'd better not.
You'll be all right.
Yes, I'll be all right.
Are you sure?
It's only the credentials thereafter, Rose. Once I give them to your father, I'm safe.
But you locked your door before, and still they got in.
I brace a chair against the door. Don't worry.
Tell me, do you think Mrs. Mendrell and Krizilov are part of all this? Do you think they're working with Luchik?
Perhaps. I don't know.
But you do know about me, don't you, Peter? You might tell me that you love me.
My dear, I have no right.
Never mind. Perhaps you will later.
Yes, yes. After all this is over, we'll meet again, celebrate. You'll be at your father's tomorrow.
Yes. Sleep well, Peter.
Oh, I will. Tonight, I will.
Mr. Donner. Mr. Donner.
Yes?
Mr. Donner.
One moment. Just let me get my shoes on. Ah, good morning, Mrs. Mendrell.
Good morning, my foot. It's afternoon. What do you think I'm banging on your door about? You'll be late for your appointment with Lord Benditch. Oh, your clothes ain't half rumpled, are they? Do you always sleep in your clothes, Mr. Donner?
Why so sour, Mrs. Mendrell? It's a beautiful day. Are you vexed because I wedged a chair against the door?
Why should I be?
Do you know where I had those credentials, Mrs. Mendrell? I had them inside my sock. But I took them out last night. And do you see your chandelier, Mrs. Mendrill? Ah, such an ugly chandelier. Every bit as ugly as the rest of this room. And dirty, too. This glass bowl is filthy. The credentials, Mrs. Mendrill. None the worse for wear except for the dust on the oilskin packet. Wonderful hiding place, that chandelier, Mrs. Mendrill.
You'd best hurry, Mr. Donner. It won't do to keep Lord Benditch waiting.
Of course, Mrs. Mendrill. I'm going.
I say, it's Mr. Donner.
Captain Curry.
Donner, I'm glad I spotted you this way. Shake hands, old man.
What?
That business the other evening out near Dover, when I beat you up. I'm awfully sorry about that. I want to apologize.
No, there's no need.
But there is. I was quite mistaken. Rose convinced me of that later. Now, do shake hands and say you forgive me, won't you?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Mistakes will happen.
Well, that's better. Makes things right again, doesn't it? By Jove, what about Luchik?
Luchik? What about him?
I just finished lunch with him, right across the street. If we catch him, he can apologize also.
I'd rather not bother.
Nonsense, no bother at all. He was in on it, too. Do come along.
No.
But I say, after all, old man, shaking hands is a sporting thing to do. Shows there's no ill feeling and all that sort of thing.
No, it's getting foggy. I must be going. Let go of my arm, please.
I say.
I hope this Donner chap isn't going to be late. I'm busy enough as it is.
He's come up the walk now, Lord Benditch.
Is he, Sidney? Are you certain?
He's turned in already, Rose. No need to look for him.
Father, you will do what he asks, won't you? You will listen to him.
Oh, Rose, this is business. Doesn't concern you.
But I think...
Of course I'll listen to him. Selling hydroelectric equipment isn't like selling violets in Piccadilly. One bunch, please. Here's your halfpenny. Thank you. Goodbye. No, my girl, this is big.
A lot of money's involved, Rose.
That's it, Forbes, exactly. A lot of money.
Mr. Peter Donner, my lord.
Ah, Mr. Donner, come in, come in. You're acquainted with my daughter, Rose, Mr. Forbes.
Hello, Peter.
How do you do?
Lord Benditch, you'll forgive me, but I'd like to get this sale consummated.
The country's in quite a muddled state. I've got to be certain of your representations.
Well, I came prepared.
Oh, good, good. Letters of credit, credentials?
Yes, all right here in this packet.
Well, nicely done up in oilskin, I see.
Can't be too careful.
Thank you. This affair's been rather unusual, you know. You're not even vouched for by your embassy.
They know nothing about this.
Mm, it'd be much simpler if they conducted the whole business. However, this beastly oilskin always sticks, doesn't it? There, here we are. Mr. Donner, are you pulling my leg? There's nothing here but blank paper.
Blank paper?
Goodbye, Mr. Donner. I can't do business with someone nobody knows. Goodbye.
Peter, what are you going to do?
Someone stole them. My credentials stolen.
Yes, but who?
I don't know. Curry, perhaps, your father's butler. Mendrill, Krizilov, I don't know.
Peter, you must go to your embassy.
The embassy?
Yes, I talked to Father up for a moment after you left. And if your embassy accredits you, he'll listen to you. I know he will. Please, Peter, let's go to your embassy.
The ambassador... I'm sorry, sir and madam, the ambassador is at present out of London.
Then the first secretary.
I am again sorry. The first secretary also is out of London. There is, however, the second secretary.
Yes, yes, we'll see him.
This way, if you please.
Peter, he behaves as though he'd never heard your name before. This is frightening.
It means nothing, Rose. All embassy employees act this way. They're like diplomats. They admit nothing.
Who is the second secretary?
I don't know. Lately, there have been so many changes.
Political changes?
Yes.
And that was why you preferred not to deal with Father through your embassy.
Well, one can never be certain, my dear.
The second secretary, Mr. Luchik.
Mr. Luchik?
Good afternoon. Miss Cullen, is it not?
Luchik.
Stanislav.
Yes, sir.
Will you get on the telephone and call the police? Ask them to send around a constable.
Yes, sir. At once.
Constable? For what?
For you, my friend. No, please do not move or I shall be forced to shoot you. I presume you're wondering about your credentials? Krisilov has them. He entered your room last night via the fire escape. While you slept, he found the credentials where you had hidden them and substituted blank paper for them. Not too good a hiding place, Mr. Donner, for credentials or bottles. Don't you go to the movies?
So Mendril and Krisilov are both in your employ, huh?
Yes. They don't have your aversion to money.
And Captain Curry?
No, no, no. Curry just blundered in a muddling pool, but useful.
What are you doing here, Luchik? Have you bribed that employee to pretend you're a legation secretary?
My dear fellow, I assure
Please,
you...
Please, this is all ridiculous. Now stop it. Mr. Luchik, you can't possibly have Peter arrested.
On the contrary, Miss Cullen.
On what possible charge?
He stole your car.
Nonsense. You'll need a better charge than that.
I have a better charge. That of using a false passport.
False passport? Peter.
It's all right, Rose. You're quite clever, Luchik. Much more clever than I am.
I've had more practice.
And more training. Your people are well trained, aren't they? In espionage, in breaking down morale, in the spreading of lies. You're going to tell a lie about me, aren't you?
But, Peter, you have your passport.
Yes, Rose, but the picture doesn't look like me at all, does it, Luchik? And I also gave the immigration official a false address. I told him I would be stopping at the Strand Palace. All very incriminating, isn't it, Luchik?
Quite incriminating, my friend.
Yet you made one mistake, Mr. Luchik. You shouldn't have told me that Krisilov and Mendril have my credentials. Because police or no police, I'm going to get them back.
Peter!
Come, Rose, let's get out of here.
Yes, you'd better take his gun.
Yes, I'll need it for Mrs. Mendril and Krisilov. One in the lobby. This way, Rose. I'll try Mrs. Mendril's office.
Which door is it?
This one. She's inside. I can hear her moving about.
Is the other one with her?
Krisilov?
Yes.
I don't know. But we'll find out. Here goes the door.
Yes, that's right. The address is...
Get off that phone, Mrs. Mendril.
The Ramsey Hotel, Gabbitas Street. Yes, right away, please. Hello, Mr. Donner. Do be careful that gun don't go off again, won't you? It's Luchik's gun, ain't it? That short barrel.
Mrs. Mendril, I came for those credentials. Who has them? You or Krisilov?
I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Donner. It ain't Krisilov. He's dead.
He's dead?
Murdered, miss.
You're lying. Where is he?
In there, in the next room.
We don't believe you. Peter? Peter, she's right. He is dead.
You did this, Mrs. Mendril.
No, I wouldn't say that. I told the police it was you, Mr. Donner.
Peter, come away, please.
That was them I was talking to on the phone, Mr. Donner. They're coming over to take you in charge.
Peter, please, come away.
Mrs. Mendril, I want those credentials. I want them at once. I warn you, Mrs. Mendril, I got this gun from Mr. Luchik at the embassy, and I am quite prepared to use it.
Oh, Mr. Donner, you are a fool. That gun you're holding is the one what murdered poor Krisilov. Now it's got your fingerprints on it. Besides, them credentials ain't no good now. Haven't you heard? Your country's government's been changed. It's been taken over.
That's a lie.
It is not a lie. What do you think Mr. Luchik is doing in the embassy? He's the new embassy secretary. He's just been appointed. And if he's in, Mr. Donner, that means your government's out. And so are you.
Government taken over? My country...
Peter? Peter, come away. No good walking the street all night. Police must already be searching for you.
It's foggy. No one will find us.
But they will in the morning. What are you going to do?
There's nothing much I can do now that I've failed.
It isn't your fault. Peter, you've got to get out of England. Do you want to be hanged?
I can't very well get out. My passport, remember? And they'll be watching for me. Odd, if I stay, I'll probably die. Yet if I go back to my own country now, I will surely die. Liquidated. Odd, isn't it?
Peter. Peter, you can get out. I'd forgotten about Forbes.
Forbes?
Yes, Sydney. Father owns a lot of tramp steamers. He could have you smuggled aboard.
That's a far-fetched scheme.
No, it isn't far-fetched, and it can be done easily, and I know just how. You see, Sydney has a country hotel, a place called the Lido, down in Devonshire. It's right on the Channel coast near Plymouth. The steamers all dock at Plymouth. It would be no trouble at all to have one stand off the coast near the Lido, and a couple of his sailors could take you aboard.
Well, just how do I get to the Lido?
I'll have Sydney drive you down himself.
Rose, you forget Sydney doesn't like me. He resents me because of you.
And that's just why he'll do it, Peter.
I don't understand.
To get you out of the way, so he'll have me all to himself. You know, Peter, the man wants to marry me.
Rose, you can't. You can't make that kind of a bargain. You don't love him.
What of it? It's not any good my loving you, is it?
Read the diary.
No, I'm sorry, Rose.
Bloomsbury Hotel.
Well, then.
Murder in Bloomsbury Hotel. Read the telegraph. The telegraph, mister? Star Press edition. Murder in Bloomsbury Hotel. Police search for killer. Piper?
No, thank you.
Daily Telegraph. Murder in Bloomsbury. Police.
Well, Peter?
Very well, Rose. If Forbes will do it, I'll go.
There you are, Donna. That's the Lido. You best walk from here. I've reserved a room for you in the name of Davis, 105C.
105C?
You shouldn't have any trouble. There's been no description of you given out as yet. Just stop at the desk for your key and go straight up to your room.
Your men will come for me in about 2 hours.
About. They'll inquire at the desk for you. They'll row you out of the ship.
Well, goodbye, Forbes. It's very good of you to take so much trouble.
I'm not doing it for you. Rose asked me to do my best.
She's promised to marry you, hasn't she?
What of it? At least I'm better for her than you are.
Oh, now don't be angry, Forbes. I agree, you're much better for her. Just give her my love, won't you? Say goodbye and that I congratulate her. Because I do, I'd better go now. Goodbye, Forbes.
Goodbye.
Yes, I drop over here occasionally, Jonas. Lido's quite a good spot for the south of England.
Really think so, Captain Curry? Lido's a good spot?
Yes, Jonas, not bad. My own place is quite near, you know. Tudor Club, Roadhouse.
Oh, yes, yes. Near Dover, yes.
Food's better than here, I think. But still, a good class of people at the Lido. Quite good, really.
Really? You think so, Captain Curry?
Oh, yes, of course, the service not up to what it should be, but... Well, I'll be...
Hey. Something up, Curry?
That chap at the desk. Looks like Donna.
Donna? Who is Donna?
Chap I know. He happens to be wanted for murder.
Murder? And you know him?
Oh, not that way, Jonas. He's not British.
Oh, not British. Oh, that's different.
That can't be Donna. The man wouldn't show himself in a hotel. I must be mistaken.
Oh, definitely. The Lido's no place for a murderer. Care for a whiskey and soda, Captain?
Yes, capital idea, Jonas. Well, by George, that is Donna. I say, you there?
Excuse me,
Oh, no, you don't. You're not excused at all.
Careful, Curdy. Chap might have a gun.
I'll risk it. Who's afraid of a blooming foreigner?
You're making a mistake. My name is Davis.
Davis, nothing. You're a cool bigger, aren't you?
Let go of my arm.
I'll do nothing of the sort. Jonas, phone the police. Tell them we've got the Bloomsbury murderer.
Now, Curdy, you were wrong once before. You thought I stole Miss Cullen's car. You're wrong now.
I certainly am not wrong. But to think I shook hands with you. I should have known better than to trust a foreigner. Jonas, phone the police. Tell them we'll be waiting right here in the lobby. Police are taking their time showing up. You said new phone, Jonas.
Oh, yes, yes, Curdy. They said they'd be around.
Perhaps they didn't believe you.
Why shouldn't they believe him, Donna?
A lot of people must imagine they've seen the Bloomsbury murderer.
We don't imagine... We know.
I thought in England a man is supposed to be innocent until he's proven guilty.
It'll be proven right enough. Who was this fellow, Kisilev, Donna? Another foreigner?
Yes.
By Jove, if you chaps must kill each other, I do wish you'd do it in your own country.
I didn't kill him.
Come now, Donna.
I didn't. You must know. It was Luchik.
That's nonsense, and you know it. You've done it. Why not own up? Be a sport about it.
Curry.
Huh?
Those two men who just came in the door, do you think they're the police?
Anyone here called?
Right here. Your detectives from the station?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Oh, thank heavens. Here's your man, Peter Donner.
Are you Donner?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Been using an alias at this hotel, haven't you?
Yes, I registered under the name of Davis.
All right, then. Come along.
I suppose you'll want to put handcuffs on me.
I don't think they'll be needed. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for your help.
Oh, it was nothing at all.
We only did our duty, officer. Though I must say you took your own jolly sweet time arriving.
Couldn't help it, sir. The fog, you know. Well, come along, Donner. We have a car out front. Master, Mr. Donner. We've not got all night, you know.
I'm sorry. It's hard to see clearly in the dark. How far is it to the police station?
We're not going to the police station.
What? You mean you're not detectives?
Us? No, we just put that on when we saw what was happening. We're the men Mr. Forbes arranged for come to row you out to the ship. Steady now. Up you come. Here's the deck. Set that boat adrift. Lively now. You all right, Mr. Donner?
Yes, I'm all right. Where is this bound for?
Across the channel, sir. Now, if you don't mind, I'll leave you. There's a friend of yours here who'll show you to your cabin. Hold up that ladder there.
A friend? Well, I'm not expecting anyone. I... Rose.
Hello, Peter.
Rose, I thought you were with Forbes.
And I was. But he turned me down, Peter. He's very sentimental, and he told me he thought it all over, and he just couldn't marry anyone who didn't return his love.
Rose, you don't want me.
Yes, I do, Peter.
An old man?
Peter, I told you once before. Oh, Peter, please take me with you.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because, Rose, I'm going back to my own country.
Your own country? No, you can't. You said they'd kill you there.
They may.
Well, Peter, you can't. You mustn't. You have a passport. We can go to France or South America, but... Peter, it isn't your country anymore. It's their country. They've taken it over.
I can still fight for it.
Fight, yes. Fight and die.
Perhaps, yes. Perhaps die. But I can't give it up, Rose. It's my home. It was free once. And if enough of us fight for it, it may be free again.
Very well, then. Go back to your own country. But I'm going with you, Peter.
Rose.
Yes, I love you, Peter.
All right then, darling. All right. We'll go there, both of us. We'll have to live like animals. We'll be sought after, hunted down, never secure from one moment to the next.
Even so, Peter, we'll be together.
Yes, we will. We'll be together.
From Studio One at CBS, you have just heard Raymond Massey in Fletcher Markle's production of Confidential Agent by Graham Greene. Another full hour dramatic entertainment from radio's most celebrated playhouse. Tonight's script was prepared by Sheldon Stark, and the original music was composed by Curtis Beaver and conducted by Alexander Samler. Now again, Mr. Markle.
May a producer identify the confused principals in our cast tonight. In the foreground,
Peter Donner
was played, of course, by Everett Sloan.
Rose Cullen.
Was played by Mercedes McCambridge. Mr. Luchak. Was Gregory Morton.
Mrs. Mendrell.
Was Miriam Wolfe.
Krizilov.
Was played by Glenn Anders.
Captain Curry.
Was Hedley Rennie.
Sidney Forbes.
Was played by Horace Brame. Actively assisting were Robert Dryden, Alan Devitt, John Merlin, Robert Dryden. Next week from Studio One at CBS.
This This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That was Studio One with Confidential Agent from January 6, 1948. Fletcher Markle, your producer. Graham Greene wrote the novel, and Everett Sloan and Mercedes McCambridge starred. And a wartime story, the sort of thing that Graham Greene specialized in. And you'll notice the announcer misidentified Edward G. Robinson as the star at the beginning and Raymond Massey as the star at the end. Oops. These things happen in live radio. That's it for Old Time Radio Drama for tonight. I'm Norman Gilliland. It's been a pleasure having you with me. And I hope you'll join me next time right here on the Ideas Network of WPR.